我们要求神的儿女都能够遇见主。
And we pray every one of us will encounter the Lord.
不仅从主得到启示。
Not only to receive revelation from Him.
我们都要经历主。
We shall all experience.
追求被圣灵充满。
Pursue to be filled by Him.
盼望夏令会是一个开启。
And may this be an eye-opening.
成为我们下山的时候生活侍奉的力量。
And become the strength for our future.
我们这次的信息特别需要启示。
And the message we're sharing in this conference requires a lot of revelation.
需要主开启我们的眼睛。
We need to, our eyes need to be opened by the Lord.
我们讲新约中的最大的启示。
Because the topic is the greatest revelation in the
world. 因为这是主耶稣讲的一段的话。
And that's based upon a passage.
这段话讲到四个大的启示，基督的启示，教会的启示，十架的启示，接着他讲国度的启示，
这
是新约中的最大启示。求主开启我们，求主遇见我们，叫我们这个夏令会成为我们众人的一个转机。
So this conference can become an important spiritual turning point for us.
今天晚上我们讲基督的启示。
And this night I share with you the revelation of Christ.
请我们读马太福音十六章。
Would you turn with me in Matthew 16?
十三节到二十节。
Verses 13 to 20.
我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
耶稣到了该撒利亚腓立比的境内。就问门徒说，人说是谁？他们说，有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是伊利亚，又有人说是耶利米或是先知里的一位。耶稣说，你们说我是谁？西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。耶稣对他说，西门巴约纳，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这个磐石上，不能胜过他。我要把天国的钥匙给你，在地上所捆绑的在天上也要捆绑，把你在地上所释放的在天上也要释放。就像耶稣嘱咐门徒，不可他是基督。我们先读到这里。这里说到基督的启示，教会的启示。下面主就呼召大家跟随十架。到了十七章一到八节，主就说到国度。
And in chapter 17, verses 1 to 8, the Lord talk about the kingdom.
我们读箴言书第八章旧约箴言诗篇的后面。
Proverbs in the Old Testament, the book after Psalms.
箴言第八章二十二到三十六节。
Proverbs chapter 8, verses 22.
大家翻到没有？我们一起来读。
Let's read on.
在耶和华造化的起头。在太初创造万物之先，就有了我。从亘古，从太初，未有世界以前，我已被立；没有深渊，没有大水的泉源，我已伸出。大山未曾奠定，小山未有之先，我已伸出。耶和华还没有创造大地和田野，并世上的土质，我已伸出。他的高天我在那里，他的远远的周围画出圆圈，从平常坚硬，下至远远稳固，为沧海定出界限，是谁不超过他的命令。地的根基，那是我在他那里为公司，日日为他所喜爱，常常在他面前踊跃，踊跃在他为人预备可住之地，也喜悦坐在人的中间。我们读的长一点的经啊，让读个新约的哥罗西书一章。
Galatians chapter one。
以弗所书的后面，腓立比哥罗西。
Colossians chapter one, I'm sorry. Colossians chapter one。
十五节到十八节。
Verses 15 to 18。
爱子是那不能看见这神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的、不能看见的、主治的，又是为他造的，他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立，他也是教会全体之首，他是原师从子弟首先复生的，知道可以在凡事上居首位。好，我们读到这里了，我们再回过头来读旧约，以赛亚书。
Go back to the book Isaiah in the Old Testament.
以赛亚书第七章十四节。
Chapter 7, verse 14, the book of Isaiah.
因此，主必给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫伊玛内利。当他晓得弃恶折善的时候，他必吃奶油和蜂蜜。好，我们再读第九章。
Chapter 9,
第六节，六到第七节。
Verses 6 and 7.
必有一子赐给我们，政权必担。对不起，我们重新读好不好？因为有婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为测试神永在的父，和平的君，他的政权与平安比家政无穷，他必有在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义是或坚定稳固，从今直到永远，万军是耶和华的热心去成就这事。以赛亚十一章。
The same book, chapter 11.
一节到第五节。
Verses 1-5.
从耶西的根必发一条，从他的根的枝子，耶和华的灵必住在他身上，就是使他有智慧与聪明的灵，谋略和能力的灵，知识给敬畏耶和华的灵，他必以敬畏耶和华为乐，行审判，不凭眼见，断是非，也不凭耳闻，却要以公义审判贫穷人，以正直判断世上的谦卑人，以口中的杖击打世界，以嘴里的气杀落恶人，公义必当他的腰带，信实必当他膝下的带子。好，我们回头读《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's go to New Testament chapter at Book of Acts chapter 2.
23-28.
Verses 23-28.
神他既按着神的定制先见被交与人，你们就借着无法之人的手把他钉在十字架上杀了，神却将死的痛苦解释了，叫他复活，因为他原不能被死拘禁。大卫指着他说，我看见主藏在我眼前，他在我右边，叫我不至于摇动，所以我心里欢喜，我的灵快乐，并且我的肉身要安居在指望中，因你必不叫我的灵魂阴间，也不叫你的圣者将朽坏，你一将生命的道路指示我，必叫我因见你的面得着满足的快乐。第十章。
Chapter 10.
第十章第三十六节。
Verses 36.
读到 第四十一节。
To 41.
我们一起读。神怎样以圣灵和能力高拿撒勒人耶稣，对不对？不对的。三十六节。神借着耶稣基督，他是万有的主，传和平的福音，将这道赐给以色列人。这话在约翰学传洗礼以后，从加利利起传遍了犹太。神怎样以圣灵和能力高拿撒勒人耶稣，这都是你们知道的。他周六四方行善事，医好凡被魔鬼压制的人，因为神与他同在。他们竟把他挂在木头上杀了。第三日曾叫他复活，显现出来，不是显现给众人看，乃是显现给神预先所拣选为他见证的人，就是我们这些在死里复活以后和他同吃同喝的人。好，我们再回头读以赛亚书，今天读的多一点啊。以赛亚书二十七章。
The book of Isaiah chapter 27. We're going to read a little bit more in passage than usual.
第二节读到第五节。
Verses 2-5.
当那日有初秋的葡萄园，他们当知这月歌唱说，我耶和华是看守葡萄园的，我必时刻浇灌，昼夜看守，免得有人损害。我心中不存愤怒，唯愿经济与吉利与我交战，我就勇往直前，把它一同焚烧，不然让它吃尽我的能力，使它与我和好。愿他与我和好。我们快完最后读启示录了，启示录第十四章，十七章，对不起，十七第十四节。
Last place, the book Revelation, chapter 17, verse 14.
十七章。他们与羔羊征战，羔羊必胜过他们，因为羔羊是万族之主，万王之王。同这羔羊的就是蒙召被选有忠心的，也必得胜。最后读十九章。
Lastly, chapter 19.
一到第六节。
Verses 1-6.
此后我听见好像有群众在天上大声说，哈利路亚，救恩荣耀全能都属乎我们的神，他的判断是真实公义的，因他判断了那用淫行败坏世界的大淫妇，并且向淫妇讨流仆人血的罪，给他们伸冤，又说哈利路亚，少淫妇的冤往上冒，直到永永远远。那二十四位长老至于四活物，就匍匐拜了神，说阿们，哈利路亚。有声音从宝座出来说，整的众仆人啊，凡敬畏他的，无论大小，都要赞美我们的神。我听见好像有群众的声音，众水的声音，大雷的声音，说哈利路亚，因为主我们的神全能者做王了。好，马太福音第十六章。
Matthew 16.
我们常常说这是马太福音的不及最高峰。
And this is the climax of the book Mark.
好像一个房子一样，那个房顶上面那个屋脊是最高的地方。
It's like the ridge of the roof, the highest point of a house.
在那里，从马太福音十六章十三节开始，
From Matthew 16,
一直讲到
verse 13,
到二十八节，
all the way to verse 20.
接着十七章一节讲到第八节，
And the beginning of 17 until the 8th verse.
在这个短短的一段圣经的里面，
And in this short passage
主一连说了四个大的启示。
The Lord revealed to them four great revelations.
主耶稣发了一个最大的问题。
And he had this big question.
你们说我人子是谁？
Who do you say the Son of Man is?
这是一个掌握权能的关键的问题。
And that is a key question.
你们说我人子是谁？
Who do you say the Son of Man is?
对人类最大的挑战
And that is the greatest challenge to the mankind.
每一个人的挑战
And a question to every one of us.
也对我们圣徒的挑战
A challenge to all Christians as well.
我们初信的到生命成熟的人
And for a Christian who may be newborn or mature.
都要遇见这个问题的挑战
We all going to be challenged by this question.
你们说我人子是谁
Who do you say the Son of Man is?
这个时候就说了一个基督的启示
And then he showed them the revelation of Christ.
是最大的启示。
And that is the greatest revelation.
基督的启示中就引到一个大的启示，教会的启示。
From that revelation leads to the greater revelation, which is the revelation of church.
从教会的启示引到第三个大的启示，十字架的启示。
And from there on, another great revelation, the revelation of the cross.
从十字架引到最后一个启示。孤独的启示
And from there on to the very last revelation that of the kingdom
我们分开来说
So if we want to distinguish them
基督的启示
The revelation of Christ
是一切启示的根源
Is the foundation and the source of all revelation
所有的启示都从基督的启示出来
Because all the subsequent revelation came from this revelation
而基督唯一的工作和目标是教会
And the only purpose of the work of Christ is his church
教会是他的身体
For church is the body of Christ
是一个充满万有者的丰满
And the fullness of the one who fills all and in all
就讲完了基督的启示接着讲教会的启示
And after that, that's the revelation of the church
讲完了教会的启示马上讲十字架的启示
And after that, the revelation of the cross
十字架是基督唯一道路
Because the cross is the only way of Christ
教会唯一道路
also the only way for his church.
只有十字架能够叫基督得的荣耀
It's only through the way of the cross Jesus Christ can be glorified
教会也唯有经过十字架进入荣耀
And also the same way church will be glorified through the cross
所以讲第三个大的启示十字架的启示
Therefore the third greatest revelation is that of the cross
而接着主就讲国度的启示
And after that the Lord revealed to them that of the kingdom
基督教会十字架
ChristChurch and the cross.
唯一的结局就是国度。
And the ultimate ending is nothing but the kingdom.
十架领我们进国度。
Only the cross can take us into his kingdom.
国度是基督荣耀的结局。
And that is the glorious ending of Christ.
也是教会最后的归宿。
Also, that's where we all gonna go as a church.
我们看见在短短一段的圣经里面。
And in such a short passage.
就一连说了四个大的启示。
The Lord told us four great revelations.
所以我们称它为新约中的最大启示。
That's why we say this is the greatest revelation in the New Testament.
不是我今天晚上讲什么最大的启示啊。
Not that I'm here to tell you something that's great revelation.
这是耶稣基督讲的最大启示。
But that was said by Jesus Christ himself.
这四个启示没有办法分割的。
And these four are continued. You cannot separate them.
是一个环一个环扣在一起的。
One links directly to the other.
从基督的启示带来教会的启示。
From the revelation of Christ leads to the revelation of church.
从教会的启示带来十架的启示
from that of church to that of the cross
从十架的启示带来国度的启示
and from the revelation of the cross to that of the kingdom
所以我们要遇见主
that's why we need to meet with the Lord
我们明白了四个启示
after we understand these four revelations
我们掌握了新约最重要的地方了
we have hold on to all the important points
还有一个大的题目是圣灵在这里没有讲
and there, another equally important topic will be the Holy Spirit but we will not share that
基督带进教会来
Christ brought in the church.
教会带进十架来。
And the church brought in the cross.
基督教会十架带进国度来。
And Christ, church, and cross together brings in the kingdom.
我们真是要敬拜主啊。
We have to worship the Lord for that.
没有人像主这样在短短段圣经里面把四个大的启示在这里讲完了。
Because he was able to tell us these four great revelations in such a short passage.
基督是源头。
And Jesus Christ is the source.
教会是目标。
And church is his goal.
十架是道路。
And the cross is the way.
国度是归宿。
And the kingdom is the end.
好吗？弟兄姊妹都清楚了哈。
I hope you understand this.
明天我不讲，我先问问大家还听听是不是要。
I will start my message with a quiz.
基督的启示。
The revelation of Christ.
带进教会的启示。
Bringing the revelation of church.
基督教会唯一的道路是十架。
And the only way way for Christ and his church is the way of the cross.
所以主耶稣接着讲十架的启示。
That's why Jesus continued by talking about the revelation of the cross.
基督教为十架最后的归宿是国度。
And the ending for these three revelations is the kingdom.
所以主耶稣就讲国度的启示。
That's why Jesus also talked about that of the kingdom.
大家先明白这四个启示了。
You know these four revelations now?
基督。
Christ.
教会。
Church.
十架。
The cross.
国度
and the kingdom.
今天晚上我们要讲基督的启示
and tonight I'll share with you that of the Christ.
太深广的信息了
this is something so deep and wide.
我用我的力量我弟兄姊妹能懂
I'll try my very best so that you may understand.
我们从七层来讲基督的启示
and there are seven aspects we can talk about
是很容易记而且持续下来的
it's very easy to remember because they're in sequence.
第一种是永远的计划里面看基督的启示
first of all it's from God'sLet's look at the revelation of Christ.
第二，从道成肉身来看基督的启示。
From the mystery of the Word that became flesh.
第三，要从山上变相来看基督的启示。
Third, from the transfiguration on the mount to see it.
第四，要从基督的行走在地上来看基督的启示。
And fourth, to see how he walked on earth. That's another revelation.
啊，第五。要看从死里复活来看基督的启示。
And the fifth is to from the risen Christ.Let's look at the revelation of Christ.
第六，要主执行新约的工作来看基督的启示。
Number six, his New Testament ministry.
第七，最后了，
Lastly,
要看基督最后的得胜来看基督的启示。
His ultimate triumph, we can.
那就是主的再来了。
See the revelation of Christ, and that talk about the coming of the Lord.
年轻人们记得这七个吗
？And young brothers and sisters, are you able to remember what I just said?
第一。
Number one,
是永远的计划来看基督的启示。第二，
Second,
道成肉身来看基督的启示。
The word that became flesh,
第三，
Thirdly,
山上变相来看基督的启示。
His transfiguration on the mount,
第四，
Fourth,
在基督的行走来看基督的启示。
His walk on earth,
第五，
Fifth,
基督的死而复活来看基督的启示。
His resurrection,
第六，
Fifth,
基督执行新约的工作来看基督的启示。第七，
Seven,
最后得胜，主的再来看基督的启示。
Final triumph,
七层启示听懂了，你把基督启示掌握住了。
If you can understand the seven layers of revelation,
那就主的
really know this particular revelation very well.
主的光临到我们了。
And that really takes the light from the Lord directly.
在神的永远计划来看基督的启示。
First, from God's eternal purpose and planning.
我们从两处圣经来看。
You can see it from two passages.
一处是箴言第八章。
One is Proverbs chapter 8.
箴言第八章是主的灵自己在说话。
Because as spoken directly by the Spirit of the Lord.
主在说话。
Because the Lord himself was speaking.
耶和华造化的起头就有了我。
He said the Lord brought me forth at the first of his word.
在等创造万有之前就有了我。
Before his deeds of old.
众水没有造成。
And that was before the
ocean. 大山未曾造出。
Before the mountains were settled in place.
地狱世界还没有造成。
And before the, he made the earth or its fields.
就有了我。
I was there.
我在那里为公司。
And I was his craftsman.
啊，在他面前为他说喜悦。
And I was filled with his
love. 日日为他说喜爱。
Day after day.
要为了预备可住之地。
And I was by his side in his preparation
for the world. 喜悦住在那个的中间。
And delighting in mankind.
啊，主的灵在那么早的时候讲话。
And the Lord spoke so early in time.
这在神的计划中来看基督啊。
Because we can see.
在一切没有受造以前
and he was there before everything else was made.
主造就存在了
the Lord existed.
众水大山没有出来
that's before the mountains or the ocean.
地狱世界未曾造成
at that time the fields or the earth weren't
even made. 我在那里为公司
I was his craftsman.
那公司啊不是工程师
It's not engineer or architect.
这公司两个字好极了，这个字。
It's such a wonderful word to describe.
这个字啊，原文和两个东西发生关系的。
And it has something to do with two things.
一个是叫做设计者。
One is the designer.
另外一个是艺术 art 发生关系的。
And the other one is the artist.
你也看见大地没有啊？
Did you look at the great nature?
我这个人呢，一辈子不看风景。
I don't like to go see scenery.
好像我每次都去看过风景。
I don't recall I ever make an effort to go see.
美国很少一个州我没有去过的。
And there are so many wonderful places in this country, but I rarely visit them.
中国跑了那么多年。
I visited China so many times for so long.
人家问我你去过什么地方
？People say, so where did you see?
我你要这样问什么地方我没有去过。
And you should say where, whichever place I never visited.
啊，到处看见。
Because I went around.
弟兄姊妹们，我虽然不喜欢看风景。
Even though I don't particularly enjoy sightseeing.
杭州去了四次了。
I went to the city called 杭州 four times.
那么去的都是为了主的工作去的。
I went there to work for the Lord.
最后。一次嘛，七月九月去的。
And last time was last September.
被这个中国大陆的年轻小孩子绑住了。
And a few young brothers they took me.
我去浙江那个地方嘛，从上海一直开车到浙江去的。
And they drove from Shanghai to that city.
那回来就是实际上就绕一下西湖吧。
And on the way back, they said, "Why don't we go take a look at this lake called 西湖?"
好了好了，西湖就去了三次。
I actually have seen the lake for three times.
好了，为着你们去一次了。
For their sake, I decided to visit.
到了西湖嘛，绕了半圈嘛，他们还要跑，我说可以了，可以了。
And we only circled half of the lake, but I had enough.
就是这个样子的。
The scenery to me is pretty much the same.
弟兄姊妹们，这个不是说他种的树和花能够表现出来的。
And isn't that something can be done by man's hand?
我不懂风景。
I'm not very
但是风景真的漂亮吗？还是看得见的？
But of course, when the sight seeing, the scenery is beautiful, I understand that.
全世界多美啊！
Look at the whole world. There are so many beautiful places.
主耶稣是设计者。
And imagine that our Lord is the designer.
他创造这个大地。
He created the whole earth.
这么多的地方那么美吧？
And there are so many beautiful places.
耶稣基督是设计者。
Because Jesus Christ is the designer.
他是最大的艺术家。
He's the greatest artist of all.
有一个很有名的英国人
There was this famous English.
他画的画太有名了
He was a famous artist.
有这个小孩子那个草来给他
And one time somebody, a little child brought him grass.
他不是故意的他是无知就是
了 Not purposely but because the child didn't know better.
你给我画这个草好不好
He said can you draw the grass for me?
那个画家说我都画一切的事
The artist said you know I can draw many things.
真的这个草吗我画不出来
But I can't really draw this thing.
这个绿吗也不是我能画的
This color green.
这个有生气的草也不是我能画的。我画都是死的。我画的真的东西还是不一样的。亲爱的弟兄姊妹，看见一个小小的草，主耶稣是艺术家。看见一朵花，主耶稣是艺术家。
Behold the beauty of a flower. Imagine Jesus the designer of it.
看见这么多的山跟水，主耶稣是艺术家。
All the beautiful mountains and water. Jesus is the designer.
这个是公司的意思。
And that is what I meant by here, the craftsman.
创造万有的时候。
When he created all things.
主耶稣是设计者。
Jesus was that designer.
他是最大的艺术家。
He was that very greatest artist.
耶稣基督了不起的。
Yes, Jesus Christ is great.
箴言第八章。
In Proverbs chapter 8.
我在他那里为公事。
It's I was the craftsman.
为他所喜爱。
And I was filled with delight day by night.
踊跃在他面前。
Rejoicing always in his presence.
为人创造可住之地。
And rejoicing in his whole world.
就喜欢住在人的中间。
And delighting in mankind.
我们再从哥罗西一章来看。
And Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西一章爱子是那不能看见这神的像。
Verse 15 talks about he is the image of the invisible God.
是受生的。
The firstborn over all creation.
万有都是他造的。
And by him all things were created.
也借着他造的。
And by him
all things were created. 也归给他的。
And all for him as well.
英文非常好 from him, by him, to him.
And so it says so well in English, from him, by him, and to him.
从他造的。
It was created from him.
借着他造的。
It was created by him.
要归给他的。
And at the end, it's created to him.
在希伯来书第一章。
And in Hebrews chapter 1.
主耶稣。
In Jesus.
他用他的话造了万有。
And with his own word, he created the whole world.
用他全能的命令，他承受万有。
And he sustained all things with his powerful word.
他用他全能的命令托住万有。
He sustained all things with his powerful word.
在太空这么多的星球。
Look at that entire huge universe.
地上万物的生存。
And the existence of all living beings.
耶稣就用全能的命令托住万有。
They were sustained by the powerful word of the Lord.
所有星球的运行都有它一定的轨道。
And all the movement of all the things in the universe.
万物的生存都在一定的原则。
Are regulated by Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督是最大的设计者。
Because Jesus Christ is the greatest designer.
是神的计划中的耶稣基督。
And he is the center of God's
plan. 万有都从他来的。
And all things were made from him.
而我们从道成肉身来看基督。
And another thing is, you look at Jesus Christ from the fact that the Word became flesh.
道成肉身是太大的事。
The Word became flesh was a great thing.
这位荣耀的神。
Because he was a glorious God.
来成为一个人。
He became a man.
宇宙所容不下的神。
And he was the God that even the universe could not contain.
因为住在小小的肉身的里面。
But he chose to stay in a small bodily form.
这才是最大的神迹了。
And that is the greatest miracle ever.
所以有的主耶稣说了句话。
That's why Jesus said this before.
我有当受的洗礼。
I have baptism to be taken.
还没有成就。
It is not done yet.
我是何等的迫切。
And I am very desperate.
这个迫切这个字原文叫做困迫。
And it's like I'm very troubled.
我是一个又吃高的人。
So I'm pressed. It's like a big and tall guy.
一定要把我放在一次见方的小巷小巷子里面。
That size of man in a one-foot box.
如果你的本事真把我放在一个小一次巷巷子里面。
And if you can, you can try to press somebody down to that size.
那真是何等的困迫啊
！Imagine how pressed.
我怎么撞在那个一次的小巷小巷子里面呢
？How can you squeeze a big guy down to one-foot box?
这个比较太不完全了。
And it's just a very incomplete example.
主耶稣是。大的无限的
But Jesus himself was greatest.
道成肉身
But he chose become a man.
这是大爱
And that's because his great love.
他成为肉身了
He came as a man.
天使信不过来啊
And even angels could not believe.
神的儿子成为肉身了
That son of God has now chosen a bodily form.
主耶稣我是何等的困迫
And that's why Jesus says I'm so hard pressed.
我有当受的洗
Yeah, I have a baptism to be taken.
那个洗就是到十架。
And that baptism refers to the cross.
人看十架杀死了主耶稣。
And when people saw the cross, they thought the cross killed Jesus.
实在来说，十架释放了主耶稣。
But in reality, the cross released.
主耶稣基督十架释放了。
Through the cross, Jesus was released.
他复活了。
Because he rose from the dead.
他就回到他大的无限的度量去了。
He was able to return to his infinite universe.
他成我们荣耀的元首。
He has become the glorious head for us.
道成肉身。
He was that word that became flesh.
太大的事。
That was the great thing.
以赛亚书。
The book Isaiah.
这本以赛亚书题目叫做启示基督。
And you can give this book a topic is the revelation of Christ.
从道成肉身一直讲到新天新地。
It talks from the point of the Word became flesh all the way to the new heaven and new earth.
最伟大的先知。
And that was the greatest prophet of all.
第七章。
In chapter 7.
说到道成肉身的定义。
It talks about the definition of the Word became flesh.
第九章。
In chapter 9.
说到道成肉身的职责。
It talks about the responsibility of this word became flesh
到十一章
until chapter 11
说道成肉身被称为拿撒勒人耶稣
talk about how this word became flesh what becomes this man Jesus of Nazareth
他和圣灵的关系
and his relationship with the Holy Spirit
第七章有伟大的预言
and in chapter 7 was this great prophecy
又同女怀孕生子
a virgin shall give birth to a son
人要称他的名为以马内利
and they will call him Emmanuel
当他欺恶至上的时候
and when he is able to reject evil and choose the right
他必称奶油和蜂蜜
and he will eat curd and honey
到马太福音一章二十三节
when it comes to Matthew chapter 1
verse 28说到主耶稣降生了
it talks about the birth of Jesus Christ
使徒就引用以赛亚第七章的话
and the apostles referred or quoted the words in Isaiah
必有童女怀孕生子
yesA virgin shall give birth to a son.
人要称他的名为以马内利。
And they will call him Emmanuel.
以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
And the meaning of Emmanuel is that God is with us.
这是道成肉身的定义。
And that is the definition of the word became flesh.
神与我们同在，这就以马内利成了全世界基督徒都知道的哈。
Emmanuel is a term known by all Christians.
我碰到个弟兄啊，他给我来礼貌讲话的时候。
And there, I was greeted once by a Christian brother.
讲问候的时候。
He was greeting me.
我说你好。
I said, how are you?
他不是这样。
He didn't say,
how
are
you? 以马内利。
He said, Emmanuel.
过会儿他就走了，他就一回我说，以马内利。
When he left, he said, Emmanuel.
幸亏我懂了，有点听听不懂了。
Well, good that I understood what he meant.
我是从说一个弟兄非常昏暗的。
But I was only greeted ever by one brother.
以马内利，神与我们同在。
Emmanuel means God is with us.
在原文没有同在两个字。
And in the original context, doesn't have.
God with us, 神和我们。
Means God with us.
这是道成肉身了。
And that is the meaning of the word became flesh.
啊，神的儿子这后穿这个肉身来了。
Imagine that the Son of God put on the form of a man.
现在这位神是我们能认识的了。
Now we can understand or know this God.
这一位神是我们能接触的了。
And some, he becomes something we can have contact with.
这一个神是我们能经历的了。
And someone we can have experience with.
他成了肉身而来。
Because he has become a man.
God with us, 神与我们。
And God with us.
他是真实的神。
He's true God.
他是真实的人。
But also a true man.
而神与我们是以马内利。
And when God is with us, that's Emmanuel.
这是道成肉身的定义。
And that's the definition of the word became flesh.
我们要教会的时候还要讲这件事。
And when we talk about revelation of the church, we'll continue more.
他成了肉身而来。
Yes, he has chosen to come as a man.
到了第九章。
In chapter 9 of Isaiah,
他的职责
that talk about his responsibility,
必有婴孩为我们而生
that a child will be born unto us,
一直赐给我们
and to us a son is given,
政权必担在他的肩头上
and the government will be on his shoulders,
他名称为奇妙
and he will be called,
赐世
wonderful counselor,
全能的神
mighty God,
永在的父
everlasting father,
和平的君这是我一生最爱的圣经了。
And this is my favorite passage.
有婴孩赐给我，为我们而生。
And for to us a child is born.
一直赐给我们。
And to us a son is given.
讲到主耶稣太奇妙了。
And Jesus is wonderful.
正确被担在他的肩头上。
And the government will be on his shoulders.
他开始一个新的国度。
Because he will start a new
people. 开始一个新的民族了。
And a new race.
新的人类的。
A new mankind.
正确。大家他的肩头上
and the government will be upon his shoulders.
到了现在嘛全世界最大的政权
and the, even the greatest government in this world
美国是一个
we may say yes the United States is one of them
欧盟是一个
and the Euro yes
俄国是一个
and Russia
现在中国正在起来要成为一个
and China is becoming one as well
这个大的政权
And these are great governments.
没有一个政权能担当这句大的话的。
Yeah, none of them can bear this kind of.
政权被担在他的肩头上。
The government will be on his shoulders.
在全世界神的儿女在的地方。
Wherever the children of God is.
我们看见一个最大的国家。
You will see the greatest kingdom.
最奇妙的国家。
The most marvelous kingdom.
那是耶稣基督的教会。
Because that is the church of Jesus Christ.
在全世界。
In all over the world.
看见各种各样不同的民族。
You see different races.
我们都是不仅是一家人。
But we realize we're all not just one family.
我们都有一个生命的人。
We also share the one life.
有一个表现的人。
We all have the same manifestation.
能够谈一种经历的人。
And we all experience the same.
实在太奇妙了。
It's truly marvelous.
主耶稣是大君王啊。
Because Jesus is a great king.
主耶稣是实在的君王啊。
And he's truly the king.
那么多数不过来的神的儿女。
And there are countless number of children.
都在他的政权之下。
All fall under his government.
政权被担在他的肩头上。
And the government will be on his shoulders.
说到他的名字了。
And that is the name of Jesus.
也说到五个名字。
He has five names here.
奇妙。
One is wonderful.
赐世。
Counselor.
全能的神。
Mighty God.
永在的父。
Everlasting Father.
和平的君。谁担当这七十五个名字啊
？Who dared to have five names like that？
第一个名字叫做奇妙。
First name is wonderful。
这是全世界基督徒的见证。
And all the Christians in this world can testify to this.
我信主六十年了。
I have believed in the Lord over six decades.
从前有个弟兄说：“你给我写个传记好不好
？”And one time people said, "Why don't you write an autobiography?"
我不写传记。
I said, "No, I'm not going to do that."
大人物写传记。
Only famous people do that.
小人物不写传记。
Insignificant people like me don't write autobiography.
传记什么好写的
？What is there to write about?
我有很多事可以写。
Actually, there's a lot of things I can write.
都包括在主耶稣第一个名字里面。
And everything I can write will be contained in this first name.
大家说叫什么
？What is that? What's Jesus' first name?
你懂不懂得奇妙这两个字
？Do you know the meaning of wonderful?
我一生六十年的经历。
And for 60 some years.
没有什么好讲的。
And there's nothing else to talk about.
主的名字奇妙。
But to testify that my Lord is wonderful.
全世界基督徒的见证。
And that is testimony. testimony shared by all Christians.
这真主的第一个名字奇妙。
The name we want to testify first for the Lord is that He is wonderful.
第二名是什么？
What is His second?
测试。
Counselor.
他是 counselor 顾问。
Counselor, advisor.
顾问，主耶稣是你的顾问吗？
Is Jesus your advisor?
在最大的事上做顾问。
Is He's advisor to your greatest and most important thing?
最小的事上做顾问。
As well as the most trivial thing.
最艰难的事上他是顾问，他都能开出一个道路来。主耶稣是最智慧的顾问。你有没有主耶稣做的顾问啊？
Do you have Jesus as your counselor?
我的顾问是耶稣。
My counselor is Jesus.
常常我没有想到的时候，
And many times even before I think about it,
这个顾问自己提醒了。
The counselor will come to remind us.
这个顾问自己告诉我了。
And he will show us the way.
这一个路不能走。
He will say, don't take this path.
那个路不能走。
Don't take that path.
你走这个路。
But this one.
耶稣基督是测试，每件事都问问耶稣，就没有错。他是全能的神，他是一个全能的神，没有一件事能打败耶稣。那就是位全能的神，他是永在的父。前面说有一只赐给我们，
and the son was given to us，
所以说又是永在的父。
But here his name is that he's the everlasting father。
前面他是婴孩，
in the beginning says there a child was born，
这里又说是全能的神。
But here says almighty God。
不信主的人看这个圣经都糊涂了。
Well, non-believers will be easily confused。
我在上海的时候，
when I was in Shanghai，
一个很有学问的人给我讲，
and there was this knowledge to be learned man came to
me， 你们的圣经真是没有道理。
He said, you know, your Bible is illogical。
我说你读过圣经没有？
I said, have you ever read the Bible？
读过一遍。
Yeah, I did once。
读遍没有道理。
I said, you feel it's illogical just by reading。
为什么没有道理？
Why？
其实他怎么也不懂了。
Because he didn't understand it。
他说我自己的我们你们他们。
He said, I only understand when he said he, well, we, you, they.
我想不起来什么奇妙的道理。
And I don't remember, I cannot recall anything that's marvelous.
我先生先信耶稣。
I said, Mr., the problem is you have to believe in Jesus.
先接受耶稣。
Accept Jesus first.
再去读圣经。
Then you go back and read his Bible.
神的话完全不同了。
And you'll find it's very different.
什么圣经里讲我们你们他们的。
How can you summarize the Bible is nothing but all these people?
圣经讲我们的最荣耀的命运。
But actually this consists of the most glorious fate of
ours. 他是一子。
There was the son.
他又是永在的父。
But he's also the everlasting father.
他是婴孩。
He was the child.
他又是全能的神。
At the same time, he's the almighty God.
他是和平的君王。
He's the prince of peace.
Peace, the 平安的君王。
He's the prince of peace.
所以圣经在地上没有人有平安。
And you can tell there's no peace in this world.
和神中间没有平安。
And there's no peace between God and man.
人和人中间没有平安。
There's no peace among men either.
对万有对整个环境都没有平安。
The entire creation, there's no peace.
一个很有名的弟兄说了一句话。
Once a famous Christian said,
他说 peace to God.
He said peace to God.
对神有平安。
When you have peace with God.
Peace to man, 对人有平安。
Peace to man, when you have
peace to everything, 对万事物都有平安。
You have peace with everything.
是 Evan Rob 非常有名基督徒讲的话。
And it's said by a famous Christian.
弟兄姊妹们，这是世界上是没有的。
And this is something doesn't enjoy by worldly people.
耶稣基督是平安的君王。
Jesus is the prince of peace.
主耶稣来了。
Jesus came.
奇妙。
He was a wonderful.
这是。
Counselor,
全能的神，
Almighty God,
永在的父，
Everlasting Father,
平安的君王，
the Prince of Peace.
会背这五个名字吧？
Can you memorize his five names?
再说。
Say it again.
奇妙，
Marvelous,
测试，
Counselor,
全能的神，
Almighty God,
永在的父，
Father, and
平安的君王。啊，讲这个我们就不要睡觉了。
And we can continue to talk about all night long.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters.
有一次一个人提醒我，
One time a person reminded me，
史蒂夫啊，你今年上79岁了。
Martin Z, you're 79 years old now。
我说谢谢你提醒我。
I said, thank you for reminding me of my age。
你不提醒我，我从来不想到我几岁了。
Because I usually don't think about how old I am。
我还为主做这种工的时候，
As long as I still have strength，
我有力量传扬他的时候，
As long as I have strength，
这是我最喜乐的日子。
And I will say this is my most joyful day。
不要我提醒我了，明年都80岁了。
So please don't remind me about the fact I'll turn 80 next year。
今天我还活着。
As long as I live today,
我还能传扬他。
I will still preach.
我还能赞美他。
I can still praise him.
七月十五号我去台湾了。
And July 15, I will fly to Taiwan.
他们给我排上八个特别聚会。
And there are like eight retreats in line.
一个半月工作。
And work for over one and a half months.
他说你有力量吗？
They question that can you do it?
我今天有。
I said, well, I have.
再问我，我到台湾工作 cancel 要。
But don't keep on asking me.
好像不是我这个年龄的做的工。
And this is not something you arrange for people at my age.
但是我们不是靠自己。
But we don't work according to our own flesh.
主是力量。
For the Lord is my
strength. 好的名字，第一名叫什么？
What is his first name?
奇妙。
Wonderful.
他是奇妙。
He is wonderful.
弟兄姊妹们，这是道成肉身。
And that is the Lord, the Word became flesh.
他的职责。
And his responsibility.
到了第九章了。
It stated in chapter 9.
主耶稣。
That Lord,
他的职责什么？
What is his responsibility?
啊，说大声，一开了口就说，那个传道人不敢讲话的。你刚才说什么？他职责是什么呀？
What is his responsibility?
第九章。
Stated in chapter 9.
第九章什么？啊，他是君王。
He's the king.
那他一定就是君王了。
Yes, he's the king.
第九章刚才我讲的就第九章。刚才我讲的第九章吗
？Yes.
讲十一章，他被称为拿撒勒人。
Let's turn to chapter 11.
到马太福音第二章。
He will be called Jesus in the Nazareth.
这叫应验先知所说的话。
And then Matthew chapter 12 talk about will be fulfilled what's said by the prophet.
他被称为拿撒勒人。
He will be called Jesus of Nazareth.
主耶稣的弟兄最喜欢叫自己拿撒勒人耶稣。
And Jesus loved to refer himself as Jesus.
到了使徒行传第二章。
In Acts chapter 2.
说了拿撒勒人耶稣的名。
It talk about the name of Jesus.
我们是奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名。
It talk about in the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
叫神迹奇事行出来。
Miracles and wonders were performed.
拿撒勒人耶稣。应验先知所说的话，
找
遍全部旧约啊，没有拿撒勒人这个名字。从耶西的根被翻译枝条，枝条这句话的原文应就是拿撒勒城进。这是唯一的根据了。
That's the only proof you have in the Old Testament.
拿撒勒。
Nazareth.
说的卑微。
We talk about humility.
这个大的神的儿子。
And because this great son of God.
住在肉身的里面来到人中间了。
Come and take the bodily form of man.
耶稣的根必发育枝条。
So there a branch will be sprouted.
荣耀的圣灵。
And the glorious life.
就住在他的里面。
Dwells in him.
这里一连说了六个圣灵的名字。
And there.Six names referring to as for the Holy Spirit.
分作三队来说。
And you can divide them into three categories.
智慧，聪明的灵。
One is the wise, the spirit of wisdom.
智慧，聪明的灵。
The spirit of wisdom and understanding.
谋略，能力的灵。
And the spirit of counsel and of power.
知识和敬畏耶和华的灵。
And lastly, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
说到拿撒勒人耶稣跟圣灵的关系了。
And here it talks about the relationship between Jesus of Nazareth and the Holy Spirit.
智慧聪明的灵。
First, the spirit of wisdom and of understanding.
智慧聪明不一样。
And wisdom is different from understanding.
智慧明白上面的事。
Because wisdom understands things of above.
明白神的事。
Understand things of God.
聪明明白人中间的事。
But understanding is for things among men.
最基本的分别。
And these are the very fundamental distinctions.
有时我看盖恩夫人的信书啊。
One time I read the book Reading
Regarding Madame. 这么早的一个姊妹，没有受过什么的教育。
She was a Christian lady back in many, many, many centuries ago. She wasn't well educated.
把智慧聪明讲得那么准确。
But she was able to define wisdom and understanding so well.
聪智慧叫她认识神。
And wisdom calls her to know God.
聪明只叫她每一件人中间的事。
And understanding calls her to know things among men.
智慧聪明的灵。
So she has the spirit of the wisdom and
谋略和能力的灵。
And here another is the spirit of counsel.
谋略说计划。
And counsel talks about plan.
神的计划。
And God.
而能力说到要完成神的计划。
And the power will be applied to accomplish God's plan.
圣灵是神的计划的灵。
And therefore, the spirit of counsel and the spirit of power.
也是一个能力来完成神的计划。
It takes power to accomplish God's plan.
知识和敬畏耶和华的灵。
And the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
圣灵搜寻万事。
And the Holy Spirit searches through all things.
让我们明白一切的事。
So that we may understand.
叫做知识。
And that's knowledge.
而敬畏耶和华是第一个生命的反应。
And to have the fear of the Lord is a natural reaction for
the
spiritual
life. 六个名称。
Therefore, Holy Spirit has six names.
和分成三对，都和道成肉身的耶稣在一起。
And they're divided into three categories. They're all related to the fact of the Word.
我们从道成肉身看耶稣基督。
And from the Word became Christ, became flesh, we can see.
然后第三，从山上变相看主耶稣。
And thirdly, to see Christ from the Mount Transfiguration.
他这天带着门徒们暗暗上了高山了。
One day, Jesus.Three disciples with him. 到
了马太十七章第一节到第八节说的国度。
And in, that's recorded in Matthew 17. That's where he talked about the kingdom.
其实呢，他就在山上变相。
He went up and he transfigured.
马太十七章、路加第九章都记得同一件事。
Both Matthew 17 and Luke 9 recorded the same transfiguration.
十六章末了主讲那句话。
Yeah, at the end of 16 of Matthew, the Lord said.
我实在告诉你们。
He said, "Truly, I say this."
就在你们这里。
And right among you guys,
那人没有尝到死味以前
even before some of you taste death,
就看见神的国降临在人间
someone will see the kingdom of God descend upon you.
其实我们没有看见国度
but the truth is nobody saw that kingdom.
看见耶稣变相
but they saw the transfiguration of Jesus.
叫我们知道
and so we know
什么叫做国度
we realize what the kingdom is called.
耶稣这个人叫做国度
JesusThis man is the kingdom.
什么叫做国度
What is kingdom?
荣耀耶稣是国度
The glorious Jesus is the kingdom.
耶稣暗暗上了高山
And he took disciples with him specifically to the mountain.
彼得、雅各、约翰跟他上去
Peter, John, and James, they went
他祷告的时候
And while they were praying,
忽然变了形象
Suddenly, Jesus transfigured.
脸面明亮像日头
And his face shone like the sun.
整个人放光辉的
And his garments was as bright as light.
弟兄姊妹，那个时代的人对荣耀最大的一个可以形容就是日头。
And at that time, people can describe the word glory. The most they can describe is like the sun.
现在我们也进步不多。
And even till our time, we can.
我们感觉最大的荣耀就是日头。
Look around, the greatest glory will be the sun.
没有人可以定睛望日头的。
Who can gaze at the sun?
你要定睛望日头，眼睛要瞎的。
If you fix your eyes on the sun rays, you will lose your eyesight.
他形容耶稣的荣耀。
And that is the glory of Jesus.
他只能用这两个字形容日头。
When they describe the glory of Jesus Christ, they can use the word sun.
无限的荣耀。
And that infinite is unexpressible.
是我们不能忽视的。
It's something we cannot gaze directly.
整个人放光。
His whole being was shining.
这是国度。
And that is the kingdom.
盼望你们，我最后一天我要讲国度哈。
And the last session, I will talk about the kingdom.
讲国度的启示。
And I pray you understand it.
山上变相。
When he transfigured on the mountain.
为什么山上变相
？Why did he do that?
三个意义。
There are three meanings.
第一，启示国度。
To explain, to interpret what kingdom is really about.
第二。
Secondly.
给门徒们有大的激励。
To encourage his disciples.
因为马太福音山上变相是一个分界线。
Because that transfiguration is like a division line.
山上变相从山上下来的时候
And when they return from the mountain,
每一步路都难走
Every step was very hard to take.
一直走到各个他山上
And the entire path ended on the mountain.
到主耶稣钉十字架
Where he was crucified.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
当中是过度变相
And it was the transfiguration of the kingdom.
最大的激励
The greatest encouragement.
下了山，门徒们舍身忘记走主的道路。
And that's why disciples were able to follow him faithfully.
今天人就对我们是最大的激励。
Even till today is a great encouragement.
主耶稣荣耀变相了。
When Jesus appeared to us.
最后是个保证。
And that was the third meaning is to have an assurance.
两千年六年到今天了。
It's 2006 now.
保罗在腓立比书说。
Paul said in the book Philippians,
当主再来的时候
when he comes back again,
我们卑贱的肉身
and this lowly body of ours,
只要变了形象,
will be transfigured,
和他荣耀的身体相似,
be just like his whole glorious one.
怎么能知道?
How does he know?
主耶稣三上变相,
because Jesus has shown them
transfiguration.
So that's the greatest assurance.
有一点我们都要想到,
we know that one day we shall be just like him. When he comes back,
当我们被提的时候,
when we are raptured,
我们要脱下这个卑贱的肉身,
we shall take up this lowly body.
我说错了, 不是脱下, 我们就改变了我们的肉身了,
actually, we will not take it off as we'll be transfigured.
和他的荣耀的身体相似,
be just like his glorious body.
三上变相三件事,
and there are three things about transfiguration.
解释过度,
first of all, to explain to us what Jesus is like. Secondly,
is
encouraging. What's the third?
Is
his assurance. And after you see the transfiguration,
我们走行走的意思，从行走的基督来看基督的启示。
And the fourth one is to see the revelation of Christ through the walking.
主耶稣第四章彼得讲了一段的话。
And Peter said this.
就五节圣经。
And there are five verses.
行走的基督这个总结了。
And actually, that summarizes this son of man that walked on earth.
彼得说,
Peter
他说,
said,
万有的主,
he is the Lord of Almighty.
The Lord of everything.
He's the Lord of everything.
每一件事的主,
means he's the Lord of everything.
主耶稣,
that's the Lord Jesus.
他是万有的主,
he is the Lord of all things.
他是不仅是我们的主,
he's not only our Lord,
他也是仇敌的主,
he's also the Lord of our enemies.
对罪人他是主,
and he's the Lord of sinners.
他有赦罪的权柄,
but he has the power to forgive.
对病人他是主,
and to sick people he's also the Lord.
他有医病的权柄,
for he has the power to heal.
对撒旦鬼魔他是主,
to devil and Satan he is also the Lord.
对所有的环境,
to all circumstances,
他能安定住善,
Jesus can place them and secure them.
他能平静风和浪,
and he can calm the wind and waves.
他的一切环境的主,
he is the Lord of all situations.
彼得说他是万有的主,
that's why he is the Lord of everything.
神用圣灵跟能力膏了拿撒勒人耶稣,
therefore that's why God anointed him with the power and the Holy Spirit.
这是第二点了,
and this is the second thing.
圣灵能力膏拿撒勒人耶稣,
to anoint Jesus of Nazareth with the power of the Holy Spirit.
用圣灵膏他,
he anointed him with the power of the Holy Spirit.
用能力膏他,
he anointed him with power and Holy Spirit.
这是 power spirit with and power, 两个,
with power and spirit.
圣灵膏他,
he anointed him with the Holy Spirit.
在旧约一个人要受膏,
in the Old Testament when someone is about to be anointed,
都有一个使命,
and because there's a mission,
要完成使命的时候,
and in order to accomplish the mission,
神用膏他,
God will anoint him.
这里神的儿子道成肉身了,
now the Son of God, he was the Word became flesh.
带着大使命来了,
he came with a great mission.
今天完成救赎了,
and now he has accomplished,
完成救恩了,
the redemption and the salvation.
圣灵膏他,
therefore, God anointed him with the glory.
荣耀的灵住在他身上,
and the glorious Holy Spirit dwelling
in him.
And God anointed him with power.
这个地方的能力就要知道了,
and the word power here,
这个能力我们叫它柔软的能力, gentle power.
It's a very gentle power.
什么叫柔软的能力? 大能力.
What is it? It's a great power.
一路上面被人厌弃,
because he was despised by men all the time.
一路上面遇见的艰难,
he encountered so many difficulties.
到了哥哥他,
when he went to Golgotha,
连神都脾气他,
there's a time even God despised.
到了十架,
forsake him.
忍受一切的羞辱,
and when he was on the cross,
哦,
he was enduring all of his shame.
耶稣基督的能力啊,
oh, the power manifested by Jesus.
应验诗篇第八篇,
and it's actualized what's said in Psalms 80.
为仇敌的缘故,
and for the sake of your enemies,
我在婴孩吃奶的口中建立了能力,
by you establish power in the mouth of babe and nursing,
叫那个报仇的哑口无声,
and nursing baby, so you silence the baby.
输得没有声音了,
therefore our enemies can know nothing.
你的名在全地何其美,
oh, how beautiful is your name in all the earth.
主耶稣的能力,
the power of the Lord,
所有仇敌都怕了,
and it scares all the enemies.
并不是神迹奇事的能力,
that power is not power you see in miracles and
并不是一路用神迹的救他脱离苦难的能力,
not because you use any power to save him or deliver him,
他的柔软能力啊,
but that gentle power he manifests.
今天征服的最大的仇, 一个罪人，征服了保罗，征服了我们千万罪人的性命。你们懂不懂这个柔软能力啊？叫我们伏在主的面前，把我们甘心献给他，一生的跟从他。主耶稣不是用外面一个看得见的能力，我不知道怎么说这个能力啊，当成肉身的柔软能力啊，这叫做在婴孩吃奶的口中建立的能力啊，叫仇敌说的哑口无声啊，闭口无言，原文的发作哑口无声啊，仇敌输的彻底输了，主耶稣让他们做任何的事在他身上，喝尽所有的苦杯，表现的能力啊，今天把我们的心制服了。我记得有一次我在台湾传福音，传完福音一个年轻的跑来了，
a young man came to me,
一个口袋拿出个瓶子来，
and he take out a jar from his pocket,
另外一个 口袋拿出个瓶子来，
and another jar from the other pocket,
放在我面前，
and he laid both of them in front
of me, 流泪了，
and he was in tears,
我不晓得怎么回事，我就怎么回事，
and I said, what's wrong with you?
今天这两瓶是杀老鼠的药，
he said, look, these are two poisons used to kill mouse,
今天我决心要自杀了，
he said, I was about to kill myself,
他告诉我原因，那个原因我忘记了，
and I forgot why he wanted to
我一定要死，经过你们的门口啊，拉我进来听福音啊，我烦死了，我要死了还搞这些事情，圣灵能力进去了，我的心大大被震动了，你要叫他去治的时候，我里头的心忽然转回来
了，
为什么不信耶稣，
我的心怎么一开
啊，那个平安充满我的心
了，
都我上来了，我把两个瓶子放在你面前，现在我重新做人了，现在我知道耶稣的伟大了，这个叫做柔软能力，把我们的心都得到了，道成肉身，从死复活。
He was resurrected from the dead。
那么，使徒行第二章啊。
In Acts chapter two。
彼得第一次在人类中间讲到复活。
And that was the very first time Peter talked about resurrection。
死。我们懂的。
And we understand what death meant。
复活，没有人懂。
But no one understood what resurrection meant。
这是他的定制先见。
Yet by his predestined purpose。
把他交给人。你们借着不法之人的手把钉在十字架上杀了，神将死的痛苦解释了，中文四个字叫他复活，没有听见过，这是人类中间第一次说复活了，他远不能被死拘禁，
or held by death.
死亡不能吞噬主耶稣啊。
Because death cannot swallow.
死亡掌权在全能力中间。
Death has power over every man on earth.
不能掌权在主耶稣身上。
Except on Jesus.
主为了主要必定要死。
Jesus had to die.
担当我们的罪。
To take over our sin.
他的死消灭所有的仇敌。
He said, abolish the power of enemies.
当到复活的时候。
So when he rose from the dead.
对他来说最自然的事。
And that was the most natural thing that happened.
约翰福音十一章主耶稣讲了一句话。
In John 11, Jesus said.
我是生命。
I am the life.
我是复活。
And I am the resurrection.
这个生命。没有死亡不能拘禁这个生命。
Therefore, this is the life cannot be bound by death.
他经过死。
Through his death.
他到了死亡权势里面啊。
He went into the gates of Hades.
死亡权势的可怕。
And that is the terrible place.
不仅我们肉身一定要死啊。
And one day our body will go through death.
死了之后有永死啊。
But there's something called everlasting death.
永远在死亡权势底下呀。
Forever fall under the power of death.
第一个人打败了死亡了。
Now he became the first man that defeated the power of death.
死亡不能吞噬这个人。
Death could not swallow Jesus.
耶稣把死亡吞了。
So Jesus actually swallowed the death.
哈，复活了。
He rose from the dead.
这是我们要做的见证。
And that is the testimony we are.
我们的见证是什么？
What is our testimony?
见证主是复活了。
We testify that our Lord is risen.
啊，那是彼得讲复活。
And so Peter talked about resurrection that day.
大卫指他说。
He said, David.
我把主常放在我面前。
And I always set you at my right hand.
他在我右面，我就不至于摇动。
And I'm safe and secure, and not be shaken.
我的心欢喜。
Oh, my heart is glad.
我的灵快乐。
And my tongue rejoices.
我的肉身要安居在指望中。
And even my body is safe and secure.
你不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
Because you will not cause your holy one to see decay.
大卫已经死了。
David was dead.
他讲的圣者就是耶稣基督。
But the Holy One he referred to was Jesus.
请在第二章说大卫看见基督复活。
In Acts chapter 2, it talks about how they witnessed the resurrection.
就指着他说。
So he pointed to him and said.
大卫真是了不起啊。
Oh, what a great David he was.
大卫以赛亚是最了不起两先知啊。
And two great prophets in the Bible, one is David, one is Isaiah.
我把主常放在我面前。
But I always set my Lord and my right hand.
旧约的人不懂。
And people in the Old Testament
今天我们太懂了
but we know,
这是我们的经历
because we experience that,
是我们经常的经历
and we often experience that.
常把主放在面前
oh, always put my Lord in front of me.
他在我右面我就不摇动
and I will not be shaken because
我的心欢喜
oh, my heart is glad,
我的灵快乐
and my tongue rejoices,
我的肉身要安居在指望中
and my body is safe and secure.
很奇妙
very marvelous.
诗篇里面他说这句话的时候我的灵快乐
And in Psalms, when you talk about my tongue rejoices.
但是彼得引用的时候改了一下。
When Peter referred quoted that verse, he changed.
我的舌头快乐。
And he says, "My tongue rejoices."
你懂不懂舌头快乐啊
？Do you understand how tongue rejoices?
你不懂，我也不懂。
You don't? Neither do I.
有弟兄们告诉我这是说方言。
People say it may be referring to speaking tongues.
大大可能。
I think that's very possible.
彼得五旬节他们大。说方言
的，
说方言，舌头跳跃如火焰的。
And the tongue were moving as fast as fire.
心欢喜了，舌头快乐。
And their heart was so glad, and their tongue rejoiced.
说方言是灵说话的。
Because they were speaking in spirit.
我的灵快乐。
So their spirit rejoiced.
我的肉身要安居在指望中。
And as far as my body, I seem safe.
耶稣复活了。
Because Jesus is risen.
他执行新约的工作。
And he will execute.
那讲的第六了，他的新自己新月光中呢，看见基督的启示。
And now we want to see the revelation of Christ through the ministry of the new covenant.
希伯来书第三章第一节到第六节。
Hebrew chapter 3 verses 1.
同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊。
Oh, holy brothers, we share in the heavenly calling.
你们要思想耶稣。
Fix your thoughts on.
他为使者。他为使者。他为大祭司。
And the high priest.
思想耶稣。
Let's fix our eyes on.
整个旧约圣经。
Fix our thoughts on Jesus.
就是两个中心。
In the entire Old Testament, there
are two
center points. 一个是
造会幕。
One is tabernacle.
一个是造圣殿。
One is to build the temple.
会幕是旷野中的教会。
And the tabernacle is the church in the wilderness.
圣殿是在国度中的教会。
And the temple is the church in the kingdom.
都是神的居所。
Both are God's dwelling place.
主耶稣来了。
And when Jesus came,
约翰福音一章第十四节
in John chapter 1,
道成了肉身
talk about the word became flesh,
原文说知道会幕在人间
and pitched the tabernacle among men.
现在会幕讲得这么啰嗦、啊、
and the tabernacle is very complicated.
主耶稣来了
but when Jesus came,
他是活的会幕
he was the living tabernacle.
马太十二章主耶稣说看到这里一个人比殿更大
and Matthew 12, Jesus said, behold, there is someone greater than the temple.
圣殿就是他
Because Jesus was the temple.
道成肉身
Because he was the son of God became flesh.
是不是大会幕在那里 tabernacle 的把它当作动词用了
And he tabernacled in among men.
啊是大会幕在人间
And he tabernacled among men.
大的会幕来了
He was the true
一个活的会幕来了
He was the living tabernacle.
这是圣经的中心思想、啊、
That is the center point of the Bible.
摩西在神的全家诚然敬重
Even Moses was all faithful in God's house.
但是 接到摩西的是神。
But who made Moses?
所以摩西的荣耀赶不上耶稣基督的荣耀，差多了。
The glory Moses had was not even come close to that of Jesus.
以色列人尊重摩西。
Israelites respect Moses.
所以这里摩西说，摩西诚然敬重。
So Moses was faithful.
基督为儿子治理神的家。
But Christ was faithful as son over God's house.
这个治理应该翻作掌权。
And over God's house means ruling over God's
house. 基督掌权于神的家。
Because Christ rules over in God's house.
我们若记得可跨的盼望胆量坚持到底。
And if we can hold on to the courage and the hope we build,
我们就是这个家。
We are his house.
主耶稣建造神的家。
And Jesus built up the house of God.
是今天主耶稣在做的工作。
And this is the work of the Lord today.
教会的唯一的工作。
And church is his only work.
我们每一个神的儿女都是主耶稣唯一的工作。
Therefore, every child of God is his only work.
我们要很快讲第七点了。
And last, the seventh point.
主耶最后得胜。
His ultimate triumph.
主耶再来。
And his second coming.
看基督的启示。
So from this, we'll look at the revelation of Christ.
第十七章
and in the book of Revelation,
基督打败了敌基督的军队
how Jesus overcame the army of Antichrist
羔羊已经得胜
the Lamb of God has triumphed
和他在一起的
and those who were with him
蒙召
they were those who were called
被选
chosen
有忠心的人
and faithful
也必定得胜
will also share his victory
主的话太好了
oh what a wonderful statement
蒙召说对神的关系
those who are called means the relationship between man and God
蒙神所呼召
And those who are called by God.
被选是圣灵的关系。
And those who are chosen by the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵所选上。
They were chosen by the Holy Spirit.
有忠心所和主的关系了。
And because their relationship with the Lord is good, so they can remain faithful.
基督有忠心。
And they remain faithful to Christ.
被选蒙召被选有忠心的人。
So these are people called, chosen, and faithful.
必定得胜。
They will also share the victory.
说主耶稣了。
That's talk about
最后也得胜了。
His ultimate victory.
他要再来。
He will return for sure.
啊，去年我到中国看见很多的领袖啊。
Last year I visited many church leaders in China.
那领袖没一个没出过监的。
And every leader was in and out of prison more than one time.
在他们面前。
And face them.
我对一个出过监的弟兄从心里尊重。
I respect them from the bottom of my heart for those being persecuted and thrown into prison.
他们太尊重海外的弟兄了。
Yet they also respect greatly people coming back.
他们不晓得这个态度就是败坏海外进来的弟兄了。
But they didn't know they actually are ruining us by showing so much respect.
有点我对一般同工讲。
One time I told the coworker.
你们常去中国。
I said, you guys visit China all the time.
你们认为你们可以教导神的百姓了？
Do you think that you actually can teach people better?
你们真是有祸了。
Oh, woe to us.
爱主赶不上他们。
Because they love God more than we do.
忠心赶不上他们。
They're more faithful than we are.
殉道的人我们差都看不见。
And they have the spirit of being martyred.
你凭什么教导他们啊？
What makes us think we're
more? 你觉得平安环境里有多读几页圣经就是了。
It's all because we did not have the persecution. We have more time to read the Bible.
他们了不起啊！
Those people are great.
蒙神呼召。
They are called.
被圣灵选上。
Chosen by the Holy Spirit.
向基督有忠心。
And faithful to Christ.
都必得胜。
They will all share God's victory.
到了十九章。
And when it comes to Revelation 19,
主耶稣回来了。
It talks about Jesus returning.
一列说了四次的哈利路亚。
For four times it says hallelujah.
今天神的儿女哈利路亚这句话太熟了。
And we are very used to say hallelujah.
好两次我就到领恩教会里面去的。
And when I visit those
这个哈利路亚的声音啊太大了也不好。
And they shout out pretty loud hallelujah.
你这个神的仆人在他们中间讲到啊。
And one time it was the servant of God's
teaching. 他越讲得高啊哈利路亚声音越高啊。
And he was preaching so excitedly and then he shouted out hallelujah.
他的声音给全教会叫哈利路亚在斗啊。
And it's like he was fighting against the shouts of the
最后他不讲了。
And finally he stopped.
因为再喊哈利路亚我要死了。
Because he couldn't make it higher anymore.
声音够不上去了。
Because his voice could not go higher.
哈利路亚是一句太好的话。
Hallelujah is a wonderful word.
赞美神。哈利路亚！
哈利路亚！
那么哈利路亚这句话，圣经里没看见过。
And you don't see this word in Bible.
就是启示录末了才出来的。
And it doesn't start appearing.
哈利路亚！
哈利路亚！
全能荣耀归给我们的神。
Oh, all the glory and power.
哈利路亚！
哈利路亚！
他审判了那个淫妇。
For he has judged that prophet.
哈利路亚！
哈利路亚！
我们的主全能真主王了。
Oh, the Lord our God Almighty reigns.
地上的群众。
and the multitude on earth,
响应天上的声音
and echo to the praises in heaven,
全世界的圣徒都要响应说哈利路亚
and the saints in the entire world will shout hallelujah,
我们的主作王呀
yes, my Lord reigns,
耶稣基督最后得胜了
and because he has received the final,
弟兄姊妹我相信我还活着还可能看得见的
and I believe I'll live to that day,
不要给我提醒我的年龄
don't bother to tell me how old I am,
我读圣经的人
I'm a man who studies Bible.
我深深相信主来非常快的
I firmly believe that Jesus coming back.
今天我讲到的主耶稣来了
And it may happen when I speak.
我一点不惊讶
And I won't be even surprised.
明天早晨醒过来不要讲到了主耶稣来了
Tomorrow morning we wake up Jesus return. We don't have to have another
我一点不惊讶
And I won't be surprised.
我那个时候全世界都是喊哈利路亚
By that time you hear hallelujah shouts everywhere.
主全能者主王了
Oh my Lord Almighty has reigned.
我在自己大家要给我们一下那七重的启示在什么永远的计划中看基督的启示从道成肉身看基督的启示从山上变相看基督的启示在基督的地上行走来看基督的启示从死而复活来看基督的启示从主执行新约的工作来看基督的启示最后从那最后得胜来看基督的启示我们再唱150首150首
Psalm 150
我们一起来唱
I sing it together
我真的我已经把我的把放在你全力尊重啊救赎主活着
I know my Jesus lives
他今天仍然活着
He still lives today
他是我们的主是我们的神
He is our Lord and He is our God
他是我们永远的盼望
And He is our forever hope of glory
弟兄姊妹我们站起来再唱第二节第三节
Let's stand up and sing the last two stanzas
唱完以后我们一起有一些的祷告
And then pray together afterwards
来我知道我就是问你他的言语永不落空我柔你全手是王的功但我仍的眼见我在我怎知道我就是活的他的在你全体尊重我怎知道
相从，花瓣洗净我心中恨，从再来接我将一空走，我三次等，我求主不得，他必在你全地顺从，我三次等，他只想永生恩典全能在他手中。
哈利路亚，我们同声开口来赞美我们的主。
哦，哈利路亚，
哦，我们知道我们的救赎主活着，是的，他必再临，是的，把那个荣耀从来赐给我们，恩典全能都在你的。